Good afternoon, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence New York Care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Actually, I was telling you about the card, the food card. It was on my phone here.
The option allowance. Okay, so no problem. So let's see if it's offered in your area. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
It's 289-01.
28901. Okay. All right. Perfect. And now, of course, right here for you, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 25 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 828-21? Let's see here, 421-3272.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Awesome. And now the next following question I have here for you: do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, or maybe a social worker help?
No, I do it myself.
Awesome.
And could I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
I have hearing problems in both my ears. I'm trying to get implants so I can get the hearing aid.
Can you say that again? It's muffling out.
I was wondering if you could, you know, talk a little slower and
yes.
What I can understand.
Absolutely, yes.
I think they tell me everything, you know, if people talk fast.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I will talk slower. So, right over here. So the first question I have here for you, do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
I make them myself.
Awesome. And are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
No.
Okay. And now the next step here is going to be your verification of your Part A and your Part B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
Yes, I have to get it out of my billfold.
Not a problem.
I'm looking at ma'am.
That's okay. Take your time. Take your time.
I can't use my hands and fingers and stuff no more. I used to do it. And I plugged it in at church, but I still have problems with my fingers. I know it's in here. If I can just find it. Because I keep it all in here.
That's okay. Take your time. Take your time.
I just hope I don't get it from him. Thanks, kind of. I've got cards and all these places I'm having.
No problem. Take your time. Take your time.
I think I found it. Okay, Medicare.
Awesome. Okay. And now, whenever you're ready, you can proceed with the numbers and letters right below your name, please.
Okay. First one is 5247-J1. 4-1.
And just to make sure, it's Y as in yellow, X as in X-ray, 4-1?
Yes.
All right. And the middle numbers, you have it as J as in jump, 1-3. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now, right over here, can you repeat the first four digits? The one that starts with 5?
Yes.
Awesome. And what is it? Is it? And what's the first four? Can you repeat that?
The first one is 5. The second one is Q, like the queen.
Perfect.
4-7.
So it's 5, Q as in queen. And then what's the next letter?
4.
Four. And then after that?
7.
7. Okay. So let's see here. There it is. Okay. And that's for Miss Ola Ray. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Ray. So perfect. So we'll get that there for you. And Miss Ray, can you please confirm your date of birth, ma'am?
11/10/1948.
All right, perfect. Okay. So that looks good. Okay. And now are we still in the address of 263 T Street, apartment 106 in Andrews, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And now I see part A and B are active, and it looks like here we may have Medicaid. Okay. So let's see here for you. And here. Okay. And now, Miss Ola, I do have a disclaimer here for you. Now, of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Ray?
Well, I already have a good plan, and I really don't want to change it.
Got you.
It's okay. United Health.
Okay. We can always see if there's extra benefits for you there, if you like.
Well, actually, I don't know if I would be or not, but you can see.
Absolutely. Let's see here. So I know we have a QMB Plus, so let's open that there for you. So let's see here and here. Okay. There is one that I see. Okay. So let's open there. That's at 236. Let's check here. Okay. All right, so let's double check on a couple more here. Let's see here. And you're on QMB Plus, so you have very high level of Medicaid. Let's see there. And there. So let's compare that there. You're currently at 201 right now, so let's see just a little bit more. Okay, so there is one plan here that I see that has quite a lot, and it's with Humana, and they are offering you $355 monthly on a prepaid spending card there that you can use for eligible for grocery, utility, and rent right there. And that does go through Humana, so it looks like they're offering you $355. How does that sound for you, Ms. Ray?
Well, I didn't want to be manna. I tried it and I didn't like it. And that, I don't know, talked to some man a while back about my plan, and I don't know what he did, but I've been having to pay zero for everything, yeah. Like my medicine and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And now I went to get my medicine a couple of times. And I had to pay a copay. Well, actually, for one, I paid a copay.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't supposed to be doing that. I hadn't supposed to been having to pay a copay or anything. But I don't know what it is.
Got you. Okay. So let me see that there. And you said you were paying copays for your medicine, correct?
I wasn't paying until he did something to it. And now I've been having to pay a copay on one or two medicines I tried to get, and they wanted a copay. I had to pay a copay on one.
Got you. Okay. So no problem. So if it's your medicine, let's see here. Okay, so I do see a list here for you. And now, of course, do I have your permission to go over this list with you, ma'am?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And now, the first medication I see is atorvastatin calcium tablet at 40 milligrams. Are we still taking the atorvastatin?
Yes, I have that.
All right. The next one I see here is buspirone tablet, 30 milligrams. Are we still taking the buspirone?
Yes.
Okay. And the next one I see here is levothyroxine sodium at 75 mcg. Are we still taking the levothyroxine?
Yes.
Okay, the next one I see here is lisinopril tablet, 20 milligrams. Are we still taking the lisinopril?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and the next one I see here is metoprolol succinate tablet at 100 milligrams. Are we still taking the metoprolol?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, the next one I see here is omeprazole capsule, 40 milligrams. Are we still taking the omeprazole?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And the last one I see here is venlafaxine, capsule 150 milligrams. Are we still taking the venlafaxine?
Yes.
Okay.
And
so that looks...
I'm taking another one, too. It's a 75 milligrams.
And another venlafaxine. Gotcha. Yes. So you're taking both. Okay. So let's make sure that here is 75. There it is. Okay, awesome. So that looks like all your medication. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, and when you pick them up, do you pick them up at a Walgreens, a Walmart, maybe a CVS?
I take them to it's a family pharmacy here in town. It's called the Turner's Family Pharmacy.
There it is, Turner's. Okay, so we'll save that there for you.
I've been with this pharmacy for years.
For years, okay. So, Turner's. And now when it comes to your drugs, okay, I see why. So it looks like with United Healthcare, there is a copay I'm seeing. So it looks like so you're paying about $4, $5 for your medications right now. Is that correct?
Charge me that for one medicine.
For all of them. So all your medicines are at around $4 to $5. Is that what you're paying right now?
Well, I reckon it must have been because I had to pay, it was maybe 3 cents or 4 cents or somewhere around 3 cents and $400. I mean, I can't remember exactly, but
gotcha. I know it was just, yeah, because I was going to say, because United does have you at that copay there, but the one that doesn't have a copay, that's all zero, is through Humana. And what I'm seeing, all 8 of the drugs are covered at $0 there.
Yeah, and he told me that I would have zero pay, and I had it all the time before.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, especially with what you have for your Medicaid. Yeah, Humana has it at $0 for you. So let me pull that here. Yes, right here. So all your drugs there with Humana will be at zero.
Yeah, all of that. It's supposed to be in that way with my this one I've got now. My insurance I've got now.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at it now, and I know you had it since 2025, and the plans do change every year for this one, so that makes sense why this year you're paying a copay, but it looks like this year Humana has all eight of your drugs covered under the formulary at zero there, and you're eligible for your a Medicaid plan, the dual plan with Humana. How does that sound for you, Ms. Ola?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening to, because I didn't have Humana before.
Okay. And let me see here. May have been a while ago. Okay. Yeah, no worries. So you only had United the whole time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me see here. Let's see here. 28, yeah. Everything still stays the same at about $4 to $5. Okay. So I can definitely tell you right here. Now you do have options. You can be allowed to stay with Humana. It still gives you that copay for your drugs every month. But you do also have the option of Humana as well. And that does lower your copays for your drugs to zero as well.
Well, I just don't want to get messed up again, because that's why I get that sick, because every time, since time of the year change, I mean, you know, you do everything, it gets me confused.
Mm-hmm.
I've had beginning of dementia, and I have problems with trying to remember and all that, you know how it is. I guess you know what the nature is, don't you?
Got you. Okay. Completely understand. Okay. Yeah, no worries. We don't want to confuse you and everything, so no worries. So you're still good with United Healthcare, okay?
Yeah. Will it be zero pay for all of my medicine then?
So now
that's the way it was.
That was last year. So this year, the medicines are still going to be at $4 for you.
That's not bad. I'm not complaining about that. It's just that I just had the United Healthcare all the time, and that's why I've been trying to speak with them completely, you know.
But exactly. That was last year. Now this year, yeah, it's going to stay at $4 for the year here.
So is that for every time I get my medicine or what?
Every month. So every month you get your medicine, it would be at $4 for all your medicine.
Well, I'm not concerned that, really. But that's what happened, and I got upset because I didn't know what was going on.
I got you. Okay. No worries. So what I recommend here, because you do have dual Medicaid, and I know you're a little bit confused right now, and yeah, you should definitely keep the United Healthcare since you've been with them for so long.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Of course. No problem. And you have a great one, okay?
Yeah.